David Bowes in for Dory Monson here on 97.3 Cairo FM. Dory taking a break after a heck of a Seahawk game last night and the coverage he provided for that. Tell you what, the folks at Cafe Vita, I'm getting so sick of just hearing your news story at the top of the hour. Wasn't going to talk about it at all, but...
Oh, that happens with Dory all the time.
Just hearing about people freaking out because they said, hey, you know, this is a problem here. We're giving away this food. We don't want to enable the homeless. Now all of a sudden everybody jumps on them and acts like, oh, you know, you guys, you don't want to help people. You just hate people. You want people to suffer. You want food to go to waste instead. None of those things are necessarily true. I feel like people have this moment where all of a sudden they define their own value with how much they can tear down somebody else and declare other people as unrighteous. You know, like we've all become the great Pharisees, right? A biblical warning. And so you have people who said in one context, don't give out these day old whatever, you know, food or whatever at the store probably. Nobody was saying, you know, you can't give that to the shelter or the Union Gospel Mission where people or any other kind of organization where people are trained to help get people off the streets. I don't think that was what they were saying. What they were saying is if you give it away at the store, you're going to attract more of it, and it can cause other problems for us and for our customers. That is not the same as saying, I don't care about people.
Well, and I think that that's what the owners are trying to clarify now. It's like we're not heartless, and it's not that we don't care about the homeless. And so they're trying to figure out how to do it differently. But the other thing is a lot of times people say, hey, don't encourage the homeless to use the shelters and do that, you know. It's difficult.
Yeah, I just.
I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. It's very difficult.
I picture the people on Twitter just going, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. You guys are so bad.
Well, I mean, some employees actually quit over it.
Right. Well, and I can see social pressure there and people wanting to make a grand stand of things. And by the way, I bet you 90% of the people that are critical of the folks that own this coffee shop, which I know I've been to at least once. I can't recall it, but it's familiar to me. I bet you 90% of the people that are freaking out on social media haven't actually done diddly squat for the homeless.
Well, that would be the other thing. It's like, you know, if it's costing the company money too.
Right.
It's like, well, maybe you can give some of your money. I think that some people could argue.
Yeah. Instead of taking them down by Twitter and then feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm such a social justice advocate. I've really done something for the homeless today. How about getting out your checkbook or your credit card? Probably credit card these days, and going on the website of Union Gospel Mission or Tacoma Rescue Mission or one of the organizations, the Millionaires Club, some organization that helps people who are struggling, give it to them, you know, and then say, hey, you know, I understand your concerns about your customers, but just so you know, you could give these day-old items to, you know, like a food bank or some other organization that helps out. My grandparents used to run the food bank when I was a kid.
If the food is just going into the trash, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the food is just going to the trash and you're like, well, instead of going to the trash, I mean, I can also see the other side. It's like,
no, but
instead
that's
of
what
just
I, that's
throwing
what I'm
it
saying,
away.
Is you say, if the food is going to the trash, it's better to give it to, if you can, liability issues and things like that are a problem, maybe.
Yeah.
But
and also
if you can give
time.
It to a food bank or a homeless shelter, that's all a plus. But if you're giving it to individuals, I can certainly see where that becomes a problem.
Sure.
And it can become a problem quickly. So, again, I'm just sick of this whole attitude that people have where they find something where they can condemn somebody else for, quote, unquote, not caring enough. And then if you took a look at the habits of the people that are doing it and the freakout session that people like the owners here feel compelled to respond to, oh, we're going to take a new look at our policy. I'm to the point now where I look forward to people who just say, I'm not relooking at my policy. You know, you can go look at yourself. You know, it's kind of like the Chick-fil-A folks, you know, that are constantly being protested for one thing or another. And basically, you've got a lot of gay people saying, well, I disagree with them there, but I sure like that chicken sandwich. You know, where people just kind of, all right, fine. We're at a crossroads. We're just going to move on. This one's even worse because the difference is so ridiculous, there's nothing there.